We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at Three. Number one.
All right, number one here. As we get through it here, we're live on Radio Row here for the Final Four. Remember, Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row has been brought to you by Duluth Trading Company. Tell uncomfortable underwear to ride the bench and go buck naked. No pinch, no stink, no sweat. Buck naked performance underwear only from Duluth Trading Company. And hey, just in case you may have got you
a client right there, brother.
Just in case you all didn't hear that again, one more time. That's Duluth Trading Company. This is my favorite read I've ever read.
Hey, that's some old draws for Husky men, ain't it?
I'm in it. Tell uncomfortable underwear to ride the bench, baby, and go buck naked. No pinch. Mm-mm. No stink. Mm-mm. No sweat. Hell no. Buck naked performance underwear only from Duluth Trading Company. God, dog. Tell you, boy, if you don't remember nothing from this show, and if you didn't remember that last 28 minutes of Bill Walton, you'll remember Duluth Trading Company. At some point in this show, I had a lot of questions lined up. Clint, I think you had some. I want us to get these questions off that we were unable to get off with the Hall of Famer Bill Walton. I think we should get these off. I had a bunch of them that I was ready to go for him. And we just weren't able to unload any of those. So at some point, we're going to have to get these questions.
I was coming out of the shoot with Chapstick. I mean, he walked in with that. It wasn't Carmex. It was the old blue bottle, old screw top. And he dug one of them big old fingers down in there and went to applying his Chapstick. I just wondered, if our conversation a week or so ago, does he share Chapstick? Does he believe in sharing it? Would he let Ron the Show Ugly reach over there and get him a good finger swipe of that Chapstick?
Let me tell you something.
That was my first question.
Let me tell you something.
Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to ask.
No, hell no. Let me tell you something. As many times that man spit on me, as we just sat there, I don't need his Chapstick, dog.
Wet mouth.
You didn't have to use your finger.
I didn't have to use it. I just get in. He just gave me five.
Hold
minutes.
On, Joe.
Man, hey, dog, he spit on me 27 times in that time frame. I'm not kidding you not. Did you see? And I tried not. You know, you got a guy like this. You want to hang in there. Yeah. I tried not to, man. But there was one. He backed me off, man. I said, all right, let me slide off. I mean, my man came with it. All right.
Great. All right. You showered with Bill Walton, bro.
Showered. Spit bad. Whatever you call it, baby. He tore me up 27 times. He got me. All right. The Astros.
That's the longest shower you ever took.
Right? I'm telling you right there, man. Get it all, boy.
28-minute shower.
And then I
constant
threw on,
flow.
Then I threw on them Duluth Trading Company draws, and it was
right.
All good. No pinch, no stink, no sweat. But, no, the Astros, they lose last night 3-2. And this is the first time they've lost opening day since 2012. And I think a couple of things stand out. To me, I don't think, once again, this is anything to get nervous or to lose your mind about at all. Right? It is just one game. But within that one game, you have to look at things and potentially look and see what could be issues. The bullpen, I feel pretty good about. Just understand, like, right now, with the injuries, with the youth and the injuries in the rotation and in the lineup, they are the strength of the team right now. If you hand the ball to them with a one-run lead, a lead at all in the eighth inning, they gotta
hold
that
home,
down.
Gotta bring that one home.
And they know it, and I believe they will most of the time. But that is the key. That was the biggest thing out of last night.
No question. So look, I mean, at the end of the day, man, it's you know what you hope they avoid is a slow start with no McCullers, no Altuve, no Brantley. an Alvarez that's expected to not be full go. I mean, here he's starting game two in left field, but Dana Brown, the general manager, said, you know, he's not going to be full go. So we'll see what that means. Obviously, Dusty feeling the need to start Jacob Myers and Mauricio Dubon instead of the players that you went with in the playoffs, things of that nature. Like, you're trying to avoid a slow start. The last thing the Astros need is for Montero and Presley, two guys that should be absolute nails for you, to cost you games. And last night it did. We'll see if it's a problem to get concerned about moving forward, but it's definitely one hell of a way to start the season.
Yeah, it's good to see Yordan. Just, yep. I mean, a bomb. I don't know why. By the way, real quick side note, a guy who has been a friend of our show and joined the show, Roger Clemens was really good last night on the broadcast. I don't know how many times he's done that, if that was his first time. He was really, really good.
I got to ask Roger at one point. Like I said, I didn't catch all the game last night because I was doing some of the Final Four stuff, but at one point I heard Roger, they asked Roger, they said, because they were talking about the pitch com. And I guess now this year, the pitch com, it was catcher to pitcher.
Now it can be
pitcher to catcher. Yeah. So they asked Roger, obviously, was like, hey, you know, did you call your own games? And he said, yeah, I called my own games with my facial expressions. He was dead serious. Like he said, I had to be real careful. Because I would let the catcher know, like, what my next pitch was with my eyes or with my facial expressions. In my mind, I'm thinking, how in the hell did you do that for an entire – not one inning, not because some communication was out. No, like, I mean, I got to – next time we have Roger on, we got to get to the bottom of that. It sounded like he was dead serious now.
But he was incensed when it came to the pitch selection in terms that led to the Yordan Alvarez home run. That's why I think he's really good, because he coming out of that, why in the – Basically, why in the hell would you throw that?
Yeah.
Like, he was dead serious, so he was really, really good. And it was good to see Yordan with the hand issue, rifle a ball, just launch one, no doubter, as his health continues.
Well, with Roger being a former player, which clearly Roger has never had a problem discussing current players or guys that he played with, good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, he's pretty real. And I think that's the biggest hurdle for guys that get into, especially if you're calling games, is to – because you can't – there's no hiding. If you're being partial to a team or to a coach or to a player, there's no hiding it. So, clearly, Roger doesn't have to worry about that at all.
Yeah. It was a tough game last night. But the big thing is, I believe this will be the case. You give their bullpen, that bullpen, those guys down there, the weapons they have down there, you give them a lead in the eighth inning, they've got to close it out.
Big 3-3, number two.
All right, one of the reports, the things that's been watched here in the NFL during the offseason is what's going to happen with DeAndre Hopkins. Is he going to stay in Arizona? Reports were that they were preparing for him to be there this year, but reports the Bills were an option, the Chiefs, a lot of different places. This report comes with New England. Bill O'Brien's beef with DeAndre Hopkins is preventing a trade for the star receiver for the New England Patriots. We sat here and said this, both of us, and I know you were right. You were right on it. Of when we were seeing the Patriots' name as possible destinations.
There ain't no way in it.
There's no way. And we're seeing it. Like it seems like if Bill O'Brien were not the offensive coordinator, that this could be a deal that is a very realistic thing that could happen. And they need a player like that.
Yeah, no, there's no question. I think the only thing that could make, especially if you're talking specifically about DeAndre Hopkins playing for Bill O'Brien, the only thing that could make that less likely is if he was also playing for Bill Belichick at the same time
in
New England. That's a lot to think a guy that doesn't have any beef found a way, not that DeAndre had to find a way to do it, but there was clear – beef between him and Bill O'Brien here. There is no way in hell DeAndre Hopkins with options is going to play with New England with an offense that it's I think it's suspect. They had a defensive coordinator and a special teams coordinator as their OC last year.
I don't think
there's nothing about New England that tells me that DeAndre Hopkins is going to bend over backwards to play it for Bill Belichick or Bill O'Brien. So this is one of those sourced reports that I don't mind leaning into a bit because I think it's spot on.
I mean, and once again, I didn't think I was going to be this way coming out of the draft 2 years ago. I feel bad for Mac Jones. I bet Mac Jones thought, all right, man, I am going to the best situation possible. I'm going to the best the most successful organization over the last 20 years. Then he gets there, and hey, it works. First year.
Yeah.
Second year, as you described, they're going to give me a failed defensive coordinator and a failed special teams coach is the guys running my offense. And now the new coordinator I get in is preventing me to get the type of weapon that could help me. Like when you think about Mac Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, a guy that doesn't have a great arm or whatever, would be a perfect fit for him.
No question. You look at what, and this is crazy that Bill Belichick gets the passes that he's gotten since Brady left. Think about it. Think about what they've done, right? Brady's last couple of years, Edelman was by far the best receiver that he had.
They have not done well with that.
Cam Newton was there, nothing. I mean, the supporting cast was criminal, right? And Mac Jones, since Mac Jones has been there, absolutely criminal. And on top of that, you go hire a defensive coordinator and let him call plays offensively. Like, if that wasn't Bill Belichick, dude would get ran smooth up out of the NFL. It wouldn't have taken a year, 2 years to get it done. But it's Bill Belichick, so nobody even wants to talk about it. It's an absolute joke, man.
It's wild what's happening there. And Mac Jones is on the other end of it. So that's the latest there. Former Houston Texan DeAndre Hopkins is looks like he ain't going to go to New England.
Big 3-3, number 3.
As we are here live on Radio Row here for the Final Four. The Final Four is here is here in Houston. It'll kick off tomorrow as Florida Atlantic, they will first take on the 5-seed San Diego State, and then Miami, they're going to take on UConn at the end. And I know for you guys, especially Tyler, the degenerate gambler that he is, I know, and he's shaking his head, nodding and just accepting that. I know a lot of wagers are going to be on this, and for me, and you know, I'm an elementary gambler, so I don't know much about it, but I believe UConn ain't the place to bet. Like UConn don't seem like they've got to be the overwhelming favorite here left, and I'm curious, like if you're going to put money, you're going to really try to win. Like which team do you put money on? Which one makes sense? Which one would you put?
You talking to the degenerate? Or you talking to me?
Both of you. You're there on the gambling too. I mean, you ain't as close. You ain't as crazy as Tyler.
I got two Benjamins on UConn minus 5.5.
To be honest with you, I mean, hell, I'm in the red, with Tyler. So I guess I'm the last one that needs to be speaking.
Oh yeah, you owe me $100.
I think it's a by far and away UConn. I mean, it don't matter what the odds. It doesn't matter.
See, I'd put money on Miami.
We'll do it. I mean, it's easy to sit over there and say.
It's easy. That's what I'm saying. I'm not.
Well, I mean, hell,
not
let me say, like, hell, I'll put
Let's
a little bit
get
on
it. On, baby. On,
yeah, I hear you, Mark. I'll put a little bit on FAU.
Well, maybe a little bit.
I mean, you got to put some on it if you feel that strong about
you
it.
You said you put 200 on UConn. What does that win you?
Let me check. But yeah, I put two Benjamins down on -5.5 for the Huskies.
Yeah. Miami, like Miami, is where you can maybe win some money. You got to put a lot of money down to win some money.
What do you mean? What's that win you? That -5.5 wins you $200.
So I bet $236, and if I win, I'm going to get $220.
I mean, that's silly.
How does that work?
I don't know.
The odds are -107. The spread odds -5.5 at -107.
Yeah, but I thought if you win, you just win what you bet. The one -107 means you would lose 107 for every 100 that you bet.
Yeah,
so
you
lose 214.
Yeah. There's gonna be a little bit of juice no matter what the bet is.
Tyler got something going on with his dude, man.
Yeah, something. Man.
I ain't never heard nothing like that.
I bet $236. If I win, I win $220.
Every bet I've ever made, if it's -107, you bet 100, you win 100. If you lose, you lose
107. That's not -107. It's different with the spread. I think you're thinking strictly just straight money line. But the spread odds can be a little finicky with that weird 107 number.
Yeah, I ain't never seen that. If you give up points, it's even money. I ain't never seen that, other than juice.
Yeah. All right, as we are live here on Radio Row. Our favorite segment of the week is Rom-Com Friday, baby. Yes, sir, This Is 40, one of my favorites, a great one. I'm telling you, I know Clint had to enjoy the Melissa McCartney scene as well as I did. Coming up next, Rom-Com Friday, baby.
Woo! I'm going to put my hands on this bathroom counter and see if I can't twerk a little bit, see what it looks like, see what it feels like.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Row, remember, Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row has been brought to you by Monster.com. Monster.com can help you slam dunk the job search and make you make your next career move. It's time to get off the bench and go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. As we're here, Radio Row, getting you ready, getting you set for the Final Four. If you missed, we've got a lot of guests coming up. Dan Hurley's brother, who was the coach of the Connecticut Huskies in the Final Four. His brother, Bobby Hurley, former All-American, former MOP of this tournament, former Duke Blue Devil, and current head coach of the Arizona State Sun Devils. He's going to join us coming up at 4 o'clock. So make sure you are stay tuned right here on the number one sports show in the afternoons here in Houston.
So what was that? What did that beat right there that Tyler brought us back with right there? What did that remind you of?
Pull that up again. Let me hear it
right
there.
Pull that up again.
I just want to I'm close my eyes and get to where
you
I
you ain't got that.
Oh, I know what it is. I'm trying to where I was when you say remind
what
me.
What is
of,
it though? I can't.
Oh, that's
No Tory.
Yeah. Who is the artist of that?
It's Biggie, guys. It's Biggie with Notorious Thugs.
There it is. When he came back and I knew there weren't going to be any words to it, I'm like, dang, that's a banger right there. Which one is that?
Yeah. All right. We're not going to belabor this. Here we go, man.
What happened?
This is everybody's favorite segment right here.
Oh.
To throw it off with the music. I'll get it going. Here's, we do it every week. We got to have ample time here, folks. We do this every week. Rom-Com Fridays have become one of your faves. And let's do this, Tyler. Let's go to the movies, baby.
Let's go to the movies.
The Drive's Romantic Comedy Fridays. With former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner. You choose the rom-com. Dirty Red reports back.
Lights, camera, action!
Yeah, that's right. That was Bone Thugs, wasn't it? Yeah, that's Bone Thugs, ain't it?
Yes.
I think that's Bone Thugs. Yeah, that's Bone Thugs. Yeah. Yeah,
you said it was Biggie.
Biggie could not did it. The song with it was a feature with that.
But it's Bone Thugs. Yeah,
correct.
That's crazy. I couldn't my mind. Biggie didn't. That didn't sound right. But yeah, you're right. Anyway, Rom-Com Friday this week was This Is 40. The people voted on This Is 40, and this is a good one, Clint. Tyler. You remember This Is 40? Paul Rudd.
Oh, I watched it recently, man. I love it.
Oh, it is great. It is great.
What year did Bone Thugs and Harmony come out?
I don't know, but man, we've moved on past that.
Oh,
Blazing Saddles.
I can't wait to hear what
Mel
Clint
Brooks.
Thought about
yeah,
this
Mel
movie.
Mel Brooks is in this thing. All right, Clint, let's hear it. This Is 40. We got your game ball. Who's your game ball? Who's your game ball go to? Rom-Com Friday. This Is 40. Floor's yours.
I don't know who gets the game ball, but I get the jock strap, boys. I gotta be honest. I can't even fake it, man. I didn't watch What Is 40. I did not
just
watch This Is 40.
Good God, man.
Sorry, boys.
Well, y'all wanna talk Astros?
Honest, that's what
or, I mean, what do we wanna do?
Sorry, boys.
No, I mean, that's all I got for you. Here's the deal. I mean, I'm a big fan of this rom-com segment we've got going on.
Are you?
On here.
I mean, you said it was helping your marriage.
Your actions don't say that.
And now you're not participating.
Well, it definitely helped my marriage.
You gotta
no
be kidding me,
it.
Clint.
There's no doubt about it.
Are you shitting me?
And I'm not gonna
serious.
Lose my mind in front of all
here's
these
the deal.
People.
If it ever happens again, Young, find me.
It's the second time.
Find me.
Get the hell out of here.
Nope, I'm not doing it.
I don't want to find you
$100. You already owe me $100.
I just want you to participate. This is a really good one, too. What happened? Just tell us what happened. Because, right, Tyler, I continue to tell him, hey, man, you ain't got to just push this thing until
it's
Friday.
It's not going to be good enough
for
you two rom-com heroes. It's not going to be good enough.
That's why I said in the beginning you should watch it over the weekend.
In the beginning,
I said you should watch it over the weekend, and Monday we should have to talk about it.
It doesn't matter what you said. This me.
I guess it doesn't. You're not going to watch it anyway.
No. This is me. I don't want to watch it. Like, I don't want to watch the show on Saturday and then come to you guys and do a report 6 days later. I got to have the real feel for it.
I said Monday, sir.
No. But I don't. It doesn't matter what day it is. We don't do the rom-com till Friday. So if I watch it on Monday, it's 5 days. It doesn't. No, I don't want to do it. I want to be passionate about it. I want it to be fresh on my mind. And I had a plan set up this week. I had stuff last night I had to do. I had an event I had to go to. And the plan was I knew I was going to have to watch the baby this morning, for an additional couple of hours. And I was just going to throw the movie on and watch it while I was watching my baby girl while she napped in my lap, kind of deal. And I'll be completely honest. I did not. I sat there, held the baby, never even thought about it. Totally forgot.
So this segment you don't care about.
That's not true.
It's clear. It's clear.
I mean, you take
it
however you
want to take it. Think of a segment we do on our show, you know?
Look, you take it however you want to take it, both of you two. Y'all take it however the hell you want to take it.
I think at this point, Clint, I know what you want to do, and I know you want to come hot and heavy and fresh on it. You want to watch it Thursday.
Yep.
But this is clearly not working for you. I think maybe
it's the first time I've ever forgot.
It's the second. This is the second time.
No, the second time it was done purposely. We're not going to do it. Tyler don't want to admit this, but we were not going to do it without you in town.
And then you had gotten sick before. You had gotten sick on the one, and you didn't come in
on
that Friday.
I didn't work that Friday.
Had you watched it by then?
I'm getting a little sick.
What's that? I don't recall. That was when we did the proposal, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think it was the week after. I just think maybe you should just give yourself a safety and start this thing. I'm going to watch it on Wednesday night.
Grow up, man.
Oh, wow.
I mean, look.
That's two this week. Grow up, dude.
Y'all want to find me? Find me.
Yeah.
All right, Marshawn.
This is.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
I don't want to find you. Someone texted in all caps, Clint, it's Rom-Com Friday.
I know, and I'm sorry.
You let down the people. They voted for this.
Here's the thing.
The text line.
There's no doubt about it. I'm all in. This does wonders for my marriage.
No, you're not
Tyler,
all in.
If you were all in,
you'd watch it.
I don't want you to, because sometimes I wonder if he believes me. I want you to read that message right there. Literally, that one. Read it. Read it, Clint, aloud.
Literally one, the one above it's got cuss words.
Yeah, literally.
The one there. I can't. I'm old, man. I can't.
Literally stayed in my car before going inside so I could hear this segment.
Wow. Man, friend, hey. I'm sorry the drive let you down there. I mean, Clint Sterner let you down there.
See,
but
here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to acknowledge a couple of things. I screwed up. I made a mistake. Okay. I'll be on thin ice. You can find me.
You wouldn't do this in Houston.
But I do want to make this point. I do want to make this point, though.
You wouldn't do this.
I do want to make this point. Ron the Show Ugly has 100% rubbed off on Tyler. Because the times when Tyler didn't do Friday best of, the times that Tyler made a mistake, there's one guy in this group that just drops a hammer on him and on air.
We're talking about you, man. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't know why you're
just. We're talking about you right now.
I'm getting somewhere.
I'm getting to me.
I hope so.
You see how you're acting right now, T? It is open season on your ass next time something goes down.
We do not care.
Yep.
He's got two fingers out.
Yep. Open season.
From Nick. Wow, you let me down, Clint, like Tyler does.
Fair.
100%. On the best of the week.
I own it.
Every Friday.
I own it.
I let you down twice and never have again.
Have you ever seen? How about you do it then, Tyler? This is 40. You said you just watched it. Give me a rundown. How about that?
This isn't Tyler's rom-com
Friday.
No, you're
doing it next week. All right, we're going to prolong. We got another 2 weeks.
No one wants to hear the producer's thoughts. They want to hear the former quarterback.
And now we got another. Now you have ample time, and you're going to do it again. You're going to wait up until next Thursday, and something's going to come up. You and Cap are about to go out for dinner or something. Something's going to come up on a Thursday.
Maybe.
Oh, damn.
Maybe.
Missed it.
Maybe so.
That hurt me, man. This was a good one.
I mean, all I can do is apologize, man. Apologize to the people. I apologize to the show. I don't apologize one bit to Tyler.
I ain't got no use for you.
Tyler's best job.
I mean, that's it.
All right. Listen, this is some news coming out about arguably the top player in the NFL draft. People are talking about Jalen Carter. We'll let you hear what they got to say, and we wonder if the Texans have the same thoughts. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Trailer Will and Frame text line coming in, Clint, saying we should just rename the segment Can't Get Right.
That's fair. I will take all the bullets, boys. I'll take every one of the bullets. I will put this out there. I really appreciate Tyler Milner's brother just being honest with the Twitterverse and Tyler himself. I mean, Tyler's brother, own blood. He tweeted, just frantically opened my Odyssey app so I could hear my favorite segment of the week, and at Clint Sterner didn't come through. Severely disappointed. I'm sorry, Sterling, but I appreciate you admitting that my segment, rom-com segment, is better than your brother's best of on Friday's segment.
What the hell, man?
I appreciate that, man.
Good
appreciate
Lord,
that, brother.
Sterling, you're my brother, man.
Damn, man, he put together your bachelor party.
Good. Appreciate that.
Yeah, man, that's coming up next month.
Yeah, I appreciate that, my man.
I love how the text line sliding. And Clint should get a show suspension for behavior detrimental to the team.
Fair.
I mean, show.
Oh, my goodness. Agreed.
We'll call a team meeting and get right.
Yeah, I'll take the fine. I'll take the criticism.
All
the bullets. Bring them
on. I believe in you. You'll have this
Thanks,
hard
bud.
And ready to go next week for next Friday.
Thanks, bud. You bet, man.
I believe in you. This is 40. Let's see how many times. So no vote this week, guys. You don't have to vote on any movies this week. Because we already got it 2 weeks in a row. All right, Clint, this is interesting to me because I think about this if the Texans are sitting here at 12 or if they could potentially move up. We all know the situation with Jalen Carter, the defensive tackle, who I think many people believe is the number one player in the draft. That's what we've heard all the way up to. And his issue is obviously the off-the-field situation with the reckless driving and the situation that unfortunately ended in the death of multiple people in the Georgia family, football family. And the thought is he may be dropping. And there's been a report out here, Clint, that teams are completely pulling Jalen Carter off their draft boards. completely pulling him off the draft boards, even though he is the highest-rated prospect in the draft, but many teams are completely pulling him off their draft board. And when I hear that and I think about, all right, teams that would do that, and I think about the Texans, it feels like almost to me the Texans that we have known, if I were to say, who do you think some of those teams are that would pull Carter off their draft board, I would think the Texans. Now, D'Amico is new here. I hope that's not the case, Clint. I hope that's not the case, that they completely, look into the situation, because if he is there available with their second pick, and you can come out of here with Bryce Young and Jalen Carter, and understanding you do your due diligence on everything that happened, boy, I that's something you got to at least take a strong look at.
I wouldn't consider that much of a fall if he fell to 12. I mean, given what he's been through, given what the pro day looked like, given that these quarterbacks are climbing, I don't know that I would consider it a huge fall. Now, I'm with you. I don't know the depth of like how bad was the pro day. There's a big difference in showing up and being a little out of breath than showing up late, looking like you've been out all night, smelling like alcohol and weed and everything else.
That certainly would be a good thing for him.
Right, and I'm not saying he did.
Of anybody.
For the record, I'm not saying he did. I'm just simply saying there's a huge difference in your draft. Like, if you showed up and those were the issues, then I think all 32 teams are going to have concerns, and you could seriously slide in the draft.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that what we know before the workout, what we know, the arrest at the combine and all that, I didn't think that was going to drop him much at all, if any. But given I think the buzz around the thought that there was some issues before the arrest, then the arrest, and then on top of that, the pro day struggles, because not only was he out of breath, but he didn't do nothing but position drills. To what I understood was, hell, he didn't do half that. It wasn't like a pro day that I had to do.
Yeah.
You know, a normal pro day, you might get a little blown at the end of it, but that wasn't what he went through. And so I don't know.
Yeah, the pro day may be becoming bigger than.
Well, we just don't know. There's no way to know. Nobody's going to say it, and there's no way to really know exactly, like, how bad was it. Again, a big dude, a 300-plus pounder in the offseason, being a little bit out of shape, that's one thing. But on top of it, having some of those off-the-field issues, again, alcohol, marijuana, being on time, acting like you care, don't care. Like, those things, you stack a few of those on top of that bad pro day, then I could see him slide big time. I will say this. I think – I don't know exactly where Nick Caserio is going to draw the line of his tier one players. We've heard Nick and several general managers talk about it.
Yeah.
In the draft. Like, what is the tier one – how deep is that tier one player, right? I think in this draft, as you hear the four quarterbacks, three, four receivers, several tackles, and several defensive linemen, edges and interior defensive line, that top tier, that tier one of guys has to be deeper than it was the last couple of years with no quarter, or last year with no quarterbacks, yada, yada, yada. You get my point. I'm starting to lean towards Nick Caserio trading back into the first round.
Yeah.
And doing something, getting three first rounders this year instead of just the two. So that's where, circling back, bringing it all back to Jalen Carter, if there's some real problems and he really is quote unquote sliding, and you can jump back up into the first and get a guy like that, say 12 or 13 picks below where you thought he was gonna go, you know, ooh, look out now. That would turn me on.
And what I'm thinking here, and I wonder people are thinking as well, if everything we've laid out here, we obviously know, like, he is the highest-rated prospect, but there was some concerns about his work ethic even prior to things, even prior to the car accident and the arrest and things. There was some thoughts of some concerns about his work ethic. Then we have the horrible situation in which he was – you know, he was racing and alleged to be racing and doing reckless things behind the wheel. Then the pro day. Everything you've known at this point, because the last time we talked about it, I think we were both at the place of, yeah, he's somebody that if he's there, I would still roll with him at 12, not at 2, but at 12. But everything you know right now is he's somebody you would still draft.
Well, I don't know. I can't. That's what
just
I'm saying.
Just from what we know right now.
I can't answer that question at 12. Because if we're talking about the number 12 overall draft pick, and this dude, like everything I just mentioned, you can check that box at the pro day and the combine and the pre-combine issues. Then no, I ain't taking him at 12.
No.
Now, if we get into where he slides more and slides into the end of the first round, and you're at the end of those tier one players, and you could jump up there and get the number one tier one player, say at 24, 25, I'm doing that.
But right now, you're out at 12.
I'm out at 12 if those are all, depending on which one of those boxes are checked. Here's the deal. I mean, one very promising thing is Wade Smith, 12-year NFL vet. He comes on with us a lot, friend of the show, obviously. He knows D'Amico really, really well, and when he was on for a week with me, show he talked about the D'Amico effect, and he believes that the Houston Texans now have a coach I'm not saying you get reckless with it, but Smitty was very adamant about D'Amico is a guy that could take a player with maybe a checkered past,
yep,
whatever, define that however you want. And turn that dude into a pro. And so you wonder, was it bad enough for even D'Amico to say, nah, that's a project I don't want to take on. That's something beyond me getting this kid right. I don't know. I don't – at 12 is too big – with this, where this team is right now, 12 is too high of a pick for them to take a risk on a guy that may never figure it out. If there is just like overwhelming issues and look, I mean, you think about it, bro, within the last 3 months, I mean, you've got issues with this dude.
Yeah, it's been the opposite of Anthony Richardson. Yep. Everything he's needed to go the wrong way. So
absolutely,
we'll see. Would you take him off at 12? I from the info we know, it's such an important position of need for this team. I think I would still roll there. But
you look at it. So, like, I agree with you wholeheartedly. We've talked about the defensive tackle, but you look at the needs where you like where that number 12 overall pick could be. Let's assume that number two is Bryce Young. The quarterback box is checked, right? Okay, so where do we go from there? Interior defensive line, edge rusher, and wide receiver. At that 12 spot, you can get an impact player at all three of those positions. I don't disagree with you that Jalen Carter, if he's right, would be the best one if he does fall to 12. But it's not like you could justify passing on Jalen Carter if the right wide receiver's out there, or if the right edge rusher or the right another defensive lineman is out there. I could see Nick being able to justify that with Nick's beliefs. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll see what happens there with Jalen Carter, the top player in the draft. Teams are already taking him off their draft boards, according to some reports. As we're live here from Radio Row here, getting you ready for the Final Four. Last night, as the Astros played in opening day, the first pitch was thrown, Clint, by Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes, it was. Yes, sir, it was. I did see that as well. I saw Pena get a hit, steal second base, and I saw Megan Thee Stallion throw that ball to Hensley, and Hensley give her an old low glove hug.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, keep that glove high. I know that's what I mean. I don't know who David's lady is, but she was watching that entire situation
with that glove.
David didn't care in that
he
moment.
He kept the open hand high.
Dave was a top three MILF hunter in Houston a week ago or so. There is no way that Dave gave a rip about who was watching that old hug.
I'm wondering that's why Dave didn't start yesterday. Maybe Dusty gave him the option. Did you want to go and catch Megan Thee Stallion, or do you want to start the game? I'll take Meg.
Listen, Meg said, "I'm scared." He said, "Don't worry about it."
I got you. Here, let's just
rock and fire.
I'll be with you the whole time.
He's probably down there practicing. Where did they say she was warming up before? I bet Dave spent a lot of time.
Who'd you say gave that pregame report?
Carl Ravitch.
Carl Ravitch.
Yeah, Ravitch.
Carl Ravitch has never given an evaluation of the individual throwing out the first pitch, their pregame warm up. He's never broke in and gave a live reaction to a first pitch's warm up. Megan Thee Stallion, she got a report, huh?
Yeah, she did. I got to tell you the real story.
All white everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Good Lord.
I got to tell you the real story with Megan was one of our own, Brandon Scott, Sports Radio 16.
Oh, I saw it.
Skeezy. Brandon Scott, listen, Brandon, yeah, he got that photo, baby. He got that photo. I mean, and Megan, she posed just the right way that many people would love if you were Brandon Scott to pose in that picture. But I'm going to tell you my night. I come home. I pull in. Come in, Courtney says immediately. You see this picture with Brandon? Brandon out here, he got him a real picture with Megan. I said, what? No, I ain't seen it. I looked it up and I said, that man's smiling just a tad bit too hard for somebody to be married with three children. I mean, he is cheesing in that thing.
Tyler, this is day two. It was you yesterday. Now it's Skeezy getting thrown.
Hey, it was a hard smile, dog. That was an aggressive, happy-ass smile from Brandon
Scott.
He was
mean as celebrity, man, you know?
He was mean as celebrity. But I'm just saying.
Celebrity with a big butt.
Listen, the three of us are married. And Parker, he's sitting at the table. The four of us are married. You're married out there as well. Listen, I'm good with everything Brandon did. I think Brandon took it a step too far by making that his profile picture. I think that is a step too far. Like, I could see Tyler doing this with Joy Taylor because I'm telling you, Tyler gets in the same state as Joy. He is getting that photo.
That girl does drive me crazy.
But I'm with B Skeezy here.
You gonna make it your profile picture?
No, I'm not saying I would make it my profile picture. I'm just saying I'm not putting B Skeezy in Tyler's category.
I'm not doing that.
That would be pure lust. That would be pure lust if Joy Taylor and Tyler. There's an H-Town connection here. I don't think
Tyler. If just in the way the picture is, she threw it back.
Oh, I agree.
Let's just be honest.
No,
she threw it back. I think the next step to taking it, I almost hit him up and said, "Hey, you sure you want to do this, dog?"
Hey, the only way Skeezy could have been, because how like Twitter makes the picture round. Because Skeezy did he did cut off part of her assets, right? To in that picture. If he'd have moved it up and their heads were cut off and all you see
that's all you see was that.
All you saw
text
was
line, this
her
feels,
backside and his about mid waist.
Yeah. This feels like show is hating on B Scott. I'm not. I'm just saying, dog, I wouldn't have made that my profile picture. That's a little aggressive.
I think there's an H town. Like can't have this conversation and without acknowledging like. I mean, it's a little different level.
It would feel different
Scott.
If Tyler did it.
I feel like B Scott would do that right there if it were another H town celebrity
that didn't have their ass thrown out in front.
Sure. That was easy on the eyes. You know, maybe in that ain't nothing like him white britches, is there?
No, it ain't. Hey, coming up.
Yeah, man, two-time NCAA champ, current head coach at Arizona State, Bobby Hurley. He joins us next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.